Hey, let's do chart review together. Let's call it today's 11-4. Then put chart review from Porter Emergency Room on 11-3-2022, Dr. Ali, A-L-I. First patient is D-G, 54-year-old woman, presents with URI symptoms, negative chest x-ray, positive strep, treated with prednisone, amoxil. Patient's doing much better. She said the doctor was very nice, in quotation. Consider injectable medication in the face of, don't even put that down. Let's see. Patient's blood sugar was not checked in the emergency room. She states that her blood sugars have been very controlled with current medication. Next patient is TM, 60-year-old woman, comes in with rib pain, neck pain, shoulder pain, knee pain, was in a motor vehicle accident 10-14 days ago. She's already on MS because of chronic pain. They had x-rays and CTs previously. No new studies were done. No medications were given. Patient was concerned about internal bleeding. Dr. Ali told her that she was not having any internal bleeding. I left a message for a patient to call me back. I have not heard. Okay, that's it. Next patient is JM, 51-year-old with swollen foot, diagnosed with cellulitis, treated with doxycycline. Slightly better today, was very happy with the care received. No history of diabetes. No blood work was done. Next patient is YC, 12-year-old. A young lady with flu-like symptoms with a flu A treated with Tamiflu. Family had a hard time finding a pharmacy that had the Tamiflu, but nevertheless they did find it, and patient's actually doing better, and they were very happy with the care. Next patient is JG, 13-year-old with what looks like cellulitis, bilateral toes, secondary to ingrown toenails, treated with doxycycline. Already doing better. They were happy with the care. No concern or issues voiced. Next patient is LG, is a 15-year-old with flu-like symptoms. Swab tests were negative. Patient was treated supportively. No medications were given. I left a message for family to call me back. Next patient is GS, 27-year-old with pelvic pain, positive miscarriage, CBC, CMP, negative urine. Ultrasound showed no intrauterine pregnancy. Patient says that she's seen her physician. They told her there's a sac with no baby, and they're continuing to watch her. She said everyone in Porter was very happy. She liked Dr. Ali very much. Next question is JB, is a 19-month-old baby through flu-like illness and treated with positive flu A. Treated with Tamiflu, doing well. Family was happy with the care. Next patient is AB, 25-year-old with flu-like illness, positive pregnancy. Fetal heart tones were documented. Patient did have flu A and was treated accordingly, doing well at this time. Next patient is BT, 20-year-old, headache, fever, cough, diagnosed with flu A, treated with Tamiflu, doing well. No concerns or issues, like Dr. Ali very much. Next patient is JS, 59-year-old, presented with abdominal pain, nausea, fatigue, diagnosed with urinary retention resolved. White count was a 10.8, which came down. So was H&H, 1753, which came down. Urine-specific gravity greater than 1030. Patient was very dry. Blood sugar was 240. Apparently, patient is not a diabetic. Blood sugar was came down to 04 after hydration. Would consider a CT in a patient with a possible bladder neck obstruction or a transient bladder neck obstruction and explanation regarding increased blood sugar, which was not noted in the diagnosis sheet. Asking the hospitalist to see the patient would be another way of taking care of these issues, if it's one available in Porter. Patient is doing well and had no complaints regarding the visit. Next patient is KM, is a 27-year-old with headache, body ache, TOS positive, flu A, treated with Tamiflu, doing well. Next patient is DC, is a 74-year-old gentleman, presented with blood pressure 205 over 88, temp over 99.3, some kind of superficial abscess on her neck, which was drained by Dr. A, was given doxycycline. Blood pressure was at discharge was 215 over 96, but Dr. A did address it by giving patient lisinopril 20 milligram. Patient has been checking his blood pressure and is already doing better per caretaker. Today they liked the, I spoken to him twice today and they liked the visit. They enjoyed the visit and that they liked Dr. Ali very much. Next patient is PR, 13 month old with diarrhea, swab test negative. Treated conservatively, of course. No one available to talk to me regarding the visit, though. Next patient is LS. Eleven-year-old with fever, body ache, chills, positive strep, positive flu. Treated with Amoxicillin and Tamiflu. Doing well at this time, like Dr. A very much. Next patient is EV, 62-year-old with knee pain, x-rays negative, treated, diagnosed with left lateral collateral ligament strain, still having pain. They liked the visit went well, they said, but when I told them to follow up with their primary care doctor for MRI to better evaluate the ligamental damage. Next patient is AS, is a 6-year-old with UTI symptoms, cough, diagnosed both with UTI and flu A, treated with Amoxicillin Tamiflu, doing well. Next patient is AV, 16-year-old with abdominal pain, fever, CT scan was negative, temp of 103, patient was tachycardic, white count 16,000, specific gravity of urine greater than 1030. I spoke to Dr. Ali regarding this case, regarding possible observation. Patient was sent home with macrodantan. Also, she would have benefited from IV fluids. Again, observation and a gram or two of IV rocephin before discharge. Again, discussed with Dr. A regarding our policy, our hospital policy for observation. And also, we spoke about chest pain and calling the cardiologist regarding chest pain and things of that, other hospital policies today. Family, nevertheless, states that patient is having, does not have a fever today, still has some pain and just feels tired and run down. We'll await back to, we'll await the culture and sensitivity regarding whether or not the macrodantan is the best antibiotic for the patient. Also, would consider blood cultures in this case. Okay, that's it. I'm going to do another set of patients in a minute, but that's it for now. Hang on.